The Gemara Masechta Me'ila, Daf Yud Tes Amar Aleph, teaches us that if somebody has a Noah from an item which is Hegdish, where depreciation is passable, so there's no Chiv Me'ila until he depreciated that item. But if he had a Noah from something where depreciation is not passable, then he's chayiv for me'ila, even if he didn't depreciate that item. And the Gemara gives an example of what is something that depreciation is not passable by. Behemoth kachim tamima. If you have an animal which is kodesh, it's a healthy animal which can be used for carbon, it's not possible to depreciate it, because as long as the animal is healthy, I could use it for carbon. The Gemara says only by an animal which is a balas mum. So since it's a balas mum, I can't use it as actual carbon. All that could be done with it is sell it and use the money for hegdish. So there, depreciation is a concern. And as the Mefarish explains in Divrei HaMaskil Mechti, he explains that since the animal is a healthy animal, even if you rode on the animal until you actually weakened it, made it weak, it's still not considered depreciated, because you could still bring that very animal on the Mizbeach. Only by an animal which is Baal Smum, which you're not bringing on the Mizbeach, so its entire value to Hegdish is in what it can be sold for. So if you make it worth less, that's when you have a problem. That's when depreciation is possible, and that's how we will measure Me'ila. The question that comes up, the Shalos HaTshuvos Meramantz, and Be'er Heitev in Or HaChaim Simen Tov Resh Nun Vav, the Be'er Heitev in Skif Katan Dalet, quotes this Shaila. Somebody bought a very expensive Esrig, and then someone else damaged that Esrig until he made it disqualified. So now there's a Din Torah. The person who spent the significant amount of money on the Esrig says, you owe me what I spent. And Shimon, and the one that was mazik the Esrig, says, I will replace your Esrig with a kosher Esrig, and that should be good enough. So the Marem answers that the Gemara in Masechet Bava Kama, that Ayin Ches on the Beis. The Gemara teaches us that if somebody said, Hare Eli Oilo, he obligates himself to bring a carbon oil. And he designates an shor, the biggest type of animal, an axe, to use for that carbon. And now somebody comes and steals that shor. So, and now he wants to do tshuva. He wants to give back. So the Gemara says he could give a small animal, which is much less valuable than the shor. Because since the person who obligated himself to bring a carbon oilah could fulfill his nether with that smaller animal, so by the ganef returning an animal with which the person who was stolen from could fulfill his obligation, that's all he needs to do. Says the Maram Mintz, the same should be here. As long as to the person is returned an esrik with which he could be mekayim the mitzvah, he could, that's all he has to give back. He does say that the amount that the esrig is valuable to be sold as an esrig after, as a fruit after the yontif, that difference, if it was a bigger fruit and the seller would get more money than a smaller fruit that's being returned, that much even the Maram Mintz agrees you would have to pay back. The Mishnah Melech in Masa Kabonis, Perek Tazayin, Halacha Zayin, quotes this Mara Mintz, and he brings, but then he said, and he brings, and he quotes the raya that the Mara Mintz makes from that Gemara with somebody who stole the animal. But he says, you can't compare the two cases. Because if I designated an animal as a carbon, I may not sell that carbon. All that I could do with that animal is use it for a carbon. Whereas by an esrig, the person who owns an esrig has the option to sell the esrig. And therefore, you can't compare the two situations. Similarly, the Chacham Tzvi, the Debei Hetiv quotes that Chacham Tzvi, says that he agrees with the Mishnah Lamelech, he disagrees with the Mara Mintz. He says it's difficult to understand that somebody would steal a Sefer Torah, and now he wants to return the Sefer Torah, and the person spent a lot of money in writing a beautiful Sefer Torah to fulfill the mitzvah of Atum Kisvul Chemes Ashira Azois. And now the Ganef will return a Sefer Torah which is not as nice and not as expensive. How could you say that that's all he has to do? Because with a less beautiful Sefer Torah, you're fulfilling the mitzvah of Atum Kisvul Chem as Ashira Azois. And therefore, he holds that certainly you have to pay back the value of the esrig. And that is the opinion of the Bikur Yaakov, and that is the opinion of the Shaul's Beis Yitzchak. The Marsham, in the Shaul's Tshuvas Marsham, Chelek Dalet Simen Mem Zayin, also discusses a situation where Reuven borrowed from Shimon his tefillin, which were a very expensive pair of tefillin, and they were stolen. And Reuven wants to now return to Shimon a cheaper pair of tefillin. And Shimon is claiming, my tefillin were very expensive, and you have to return to me an expensive pair of tefillin or the value of an expensive pair of tefillin. So his first, Tzidim Ram Sham says that L'chayra, that's the machloikus that we just quoted of the Mara Mintz and the Chacham Tzvi. And he brings a raya to the opinion of the Mara Mintz from Al Sugya. Because Al Sugya said that there is no me'ila on a animal that's fit for a carbon, even though you devalued and depreciated the animal with the example that the Mefarish gave, that you rode on the animal until you weakened the animal. Since the animal is still 100% perfectly usable as a carbon, so it doesn't represent any real depreciation of value. And since it doesn't represent any real depreciation of value, Al Gemara says it's not considered that you did Mi'ila. Or it's only Mi'ila if you were Nena. But it's not considered that you depreciated the animal. Here too, tefillin. Even though by an animal also, there's certainly a concept to bring a better animal, a mitzvah min hamufchim. But the Marsham says that you can't compare our Gemara to the situation of the tefillin or to the situation of the esrig. Because by Hegdish, which it's not mom and balim, that's where the halacha is that it doesn't make, if I didn't depreciate it, I could still use it for the same carbon. Whereas an esrig, which has to be mine, lochem, tefillin are also mine, it's not the same. And moreover, the Achroinim want to say that specifically by Hegdish of a Tumim, the Gemara of our Gemara, which as unlike an animal which is about mum, which Al Gemara says the main difference between the two is that an animal which is a tumim is not able to have pigeon, whereas an animal which is about mum can have put pigeon. So we see that the difference is if it can have pigeon or can't have pigeon. And Esrei certainly is sellable. Tefillin are certainly sellable. And therefore the comparison between the Esrei and the case of a carbon is not a valid Esrei. And therefore most Achroinim are of the opinion that, like the Chacham Tzvi, like the Mishnah Lamelech, the Prima Gadim does say that when does the Psak of the Chacham Tzvi apply? That's only if somebody deliberately disqualified the Esrig. But if it was a Shoyig, maybe even the Chacham Tzvi would agree that you could just pay back with any Esrig. The Paiskim, however, don't understand that Prima Gadim. Because we know when it comes to mazik, the loch is Adam mazik, Adam muad loylam, ben shayig, ben mazid. So it should make a difference if it was a shayig or mazid. Where the Paiskim do agree is if it was an oinus when the person disqualified his friends, the other person's esrig, there everybody will agree with the Meramins. Moreover, the Paiskim draw a distinction between if you took somebody's esrig, the example that we began with, but let's say you took an esrig from someone who sells a esrogim, and there, when you took it and you damaged it, there, it's not, he's not there to, he didn't take it, he didn't lend it to you. He was trying to sell it to you. There, it's much more complicated, and there could be everybody, even the Maram Mintz, would agree with the Chacham Tzvi. I did also see in a Sefer, Sukkos Gedoyle Yisroel, who wants to suggest that there may be another factor to take into consideration. And let's say this story where somebody took someone else's esrig and disqualified it happened in a place where there are no other esrogim available. So now, it's not just a question of how much money does the person who did the damage have to pay. Now it's a much more fundamental question. It's a question of depriving this person of a mitzvah. And the Gemara in a number of places discusses that there's a value assigned for depriving somebody of being able to do a mitzvah.